Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Directions. Genesis chapter 24, verses 48 and 49. And I bowed my head and worshipped the Lord, and blessed the Lord God of my master, Abraham, who had led me in the way of truth to take the daughter of my master's brother for his son. Now if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. I once was asked to officiate at a wedding in a large city. The venue where the wedding was to take place had been in use earlier that day, so we could not have a rehearsal. I had left in plenty of time, or so I thought, to locate the building. Unfortunately, the directions just happened to have omitted one left turn, which made them useless. If you have ever been in a strange city trying to find your way to an unknown destination, you need help. Time after time, I would stop and ask for directions, only to be told that they had never heard of the place. I finally located the building and found that we were going to be starting late because others could not find their way either. In today's scripture, Abraham's servant had been sent on a special mission to go to the land of his master's family to select a bride for Isaac, Abraham's son. He had no idea how to find the right one, so he prayed for God's direction. It would be the young woman who would offer him a drink and also to water his camels. The test did not seem like very much, but it demonstrated a complete trust in God to lead him to the correct maiden. Rebekah was God's choice, and he led the servant to complete his mission. When we have decisions to make, it is always wise to pray for the Lord to guide us. He will never fail if we keep our eyes on him. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.